Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's check in with that guy who covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Big Show. And there is Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Woody, how are you this afternoon?
You know what? I'm probably like the most of Wisconsin right now. Pretty wrapped up in this game five in Los Angeles. No matter what happens, I'm going to last longer today than Wade Miley.
Well, as you say that, Ryan Wood, a double off the wall to score Orlando Arcia by Lorenzo Cain. It is now 1-0 Brewers, top of the third, only one out, and still men on second and third, so still threatening Kershaw and the Dodgers out there at Dodger Stadium and threatening to take a 3-2 series lead headed back here to Milwaukee. Yeah, you said you were sort of checked out on baseball because your Mets were done, but I saw you tweeting up a storm during the game last night into the wee hours of the morning, Ryan Wood.
You know what? Yeah, I stayed up all 13 innings last night, and you know, if it's not the Mets, I'm a huge Mets fan. Unfortunately, for most years, but I'm a huge Mets fan. If not the Mets, it's been fun to see the home state team go on a ride like this. It's been weird, you know. Still somewhat new to the state of Wisconsin. I moved here in 2014. Consider myself a Wisconsinite now. I pay property taxes, but it's been interesting to see the Packers for the first time since I've been here take second fiddle to what is going on in Milwaukee. I mean, it's been a Brewer state the past few weeks, and it's been fun to see.
I want to ask you about the Packers, obviously, and I will right after I do this. Just real quickly, though, is it that way even up in Green Bay in the northern parts of Wisconsin, Ryan, where the Packers are taking a backseat to this Brewers team?
It's really hard to get a feeling at what originates in Milwaukee, how it reverberates to Green Bay.
Like when you turn, like I will say, on the local sportscast on the nightly news, what's the first story? The latest from Pat from 1265 Lombardi, or what's going on at Miller Park and at Dodger Stadium?
You're putting me on the spot.
Okay,
I haven't
sorry.
Watched the local newscast. What okay. I will say though is that it was a good crowd Monday night. I was really curious how it would be. It was a pretty good crowd Monday night for Packers 49ers. And I didn't know how it'd be because, you know, obviously not only do you have the Brewers do it, you know, playing simultaneously, but you have a 49ers team that there's just not a lot of. It was a pretty lackluster matchup without Jimmy Garoppolo. So I was curious to see how the crowd would be. I thought. You know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes before game time, there were some patches to fill in, but they did fill in.
Ryan, so you go into this bye week, and you're going to have workouts. And I saw, you know, these different players come in, none of which anybody knows at this point. They're bringing in defensive players. They brought in a running back. They brought in a tight end to work out. And this goes on all season. Nothing new. But as we get closer to this trade deadline coming up here shortly, do you think they're going to be active? And if so, what position do you think they're looking for?
You know, it's easy to just say a position. I think Brian Gutekunst is not only on the phone, but he's probably looking for upgrades at multiple positions. And if there's an opportunity, I don't think he'll hesitate to strike. I mean, the obvious is pass rusher. They've got to get an edge rush, and they clearly don't have one. And those guys, the premium guys at that position, just don't often become available. That's why the Khalil Mack sweepstakes was such a big deal, because it's so rare that happens. So there's no quite look if, from the Packers standpoint, if there's a productive pass rusher with the right deal, the right money, the right stage in his career, age-wise, who's available for the right price, yeah, obviously the Packers are going to do that. But you have to have that available in order to make a trade, and that's pretty rare that happens.
You know, it was weird on Monday night, though. Just I'm going to do just like a if, coulda, woulda, shoulda. If they had lost that game against San Francisco, would there have been changes made over the bye week, you think?
I don't get the impression that the Packers are going to make any significant in-season changes. I think at this point they're going to ride with what they've got, with the exception potentially, like we just mentioned, if there is a a logical trade out there to be had. I could see them making that type of move.
I mean, on the coaching staff. Change on the coaching staff.
But no, I know what you mean. No, I don't think they're. I don't expect any in-season changes with the coaching staff at this point.
Talking with Ryan. Oh, go ahead, Gary. Sorry.
They could only win 5 games this year, and it's all good.
I think they're going to go with what they have, and I think if they win 5 games, you're going to the whole Mike McCarthy hot seat talk is going to be a fever pitch.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ryan, we talk about the problems that are obvious to the naked eye, like the offense not having a rhythm, Aaron Rodgers being banged up. His penalties, if I'm not mistaken, they're among the most penalized teams in all of football. You can get healthy during a bye week. You can game plan during a bye week and see what you're doing wrong and try to fix it. Is there a way to fix these penalties in practice for Mike McCarthy and his coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote about it in pretty great detail last week. I mean, no matter what way you slice it, the Packers are among the most penalized teams in the league. And one of the things I talked with left tackle David Bakhtiari about, and he said, you know, the combative penalties between the, you know, from snap to whistle, you can live with. Those aren't going to happen. It's the pre-snap. It's the conduct. It's before and after the whistle. Well, the Packers are in the top 5 in those penalties, too, in the league. So no matter how you look at it, they're one of the most penalized teams. I think, one, it starts with accountability. Tony Brown, back-to-back weeks, terrible penalties. Mike McCarthy said there's absolutely, you know, the conduct penalty in Detroit, there was no excuse for that. Then the special teams penalty, which was more in the gray area, it's such a killer penalty to have that type of thing happen. If you have a youngster who's committing bad penalties, Tony Brown's not the only example. Josh Jones, he's had a lot of bad penalties, not just this year, but going
he's not even playing.
Season. No, if you've got young guys that are having bad penalties, they shouldn't stay on the field. There has to be accountability. Brian Gutekunst spoke about that the day he was announced to the fan base as the new GM, about having accountability on the roster, for having guys scared for their jobs. You're going to have dumb penalties. You're going to lose your job, and that's the way it should work. We'll see how they do in terms of that going forward. But beyond that, I mean, it's about fundamentals. It's about coaching. It's about all the boring little details that get swept under the rug until it's a problem, and then it comes to the forefront. And that's been the case for the Packers. They penalties are a hallmark of a disciplined, well-coached team, and this team has had a gobs of penalties. To the point where Mike McCarthy said yesterday he's clearly frustrated by it.
This isn't the first time under McCarthy they've had penalty issues.
No.
We've seen this in other years under McCarthy where they've had penalty issues. So, and from that aspect, I'm really not all that surprised by it. Is it something, as McCarthy would say, they can clean up and get better on? Yeah, probably they can get better on it as the season goes on. I just think right now everybody wants to see what's going to happen with this offense and how Aaron Jones will become more involved, if he'll become more involved, Ryan Wood, after the bye week. Because there seems to be a lot of people thinking that after the bye week, they're going to unleash this kid.
I would be one of them. I kind of said going into San Francisco that I thought it'd be a lot like the same that we'd seen the past couple of weeks, and that when the teeth of the schedule started, his usage would increase. It did look like, early on Monday night, it looked like that was going to be the game that turned things in terms of Aaron Jones' usage. He got the start. He got several carries early in the game. His first one, obviously, 17 yards, almost a touchdown. It looked like that was going to be – and then they got away from it. So I don't think it's just a matter of starting Aaron Jones and giving him opportunities early. It's sticking with him. It's giving him opportunities – all 4 quarters. That to me is going to be the real telltale sign. I would think that's, look, you're going to need your best players making plays against the best opponents on your schedule, and that starts with the LA Rams in 2 weeks. I would expect that would happen. It's going to be real interesting to see if it does, though.
Who's the best player that's going to be making the best plays on defense?
On defense?
Yeah, on Packers defense, best players. Who's that?
Great question. I mean, even guys like Blake Martinez, who you thought was kind of solid, you know, led the league in tackles last year. He had 12 tackles Monday night. He didn't play very well. Mike Daniels was quiet. Clay Matthews has 1.5 sack. I think that they're better on the perimeter in terms of coverage, but obviously safety play is a huge issue, and it's crazy to me how quickly that's become, because as recently as the start of last season, the start of the 2017 season, we thought that that safety play, that the safety position might be the best strength on the roster. I don't think it's just a matter of losing Morgan Burnett. I think it's, you know, Clinton Dix needs to play better. Kentrell Bryce needs to not be a free safety. You need to put him in the box. He can tackle. Don't put him 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage and have him as your last line of defense. So some of that's getting guys in the right place. Look, this is why I said last year to me, and you guys will remember this, it wasn't much about Dom Capers. I never was one that said, blame Dom Capers, fire Dom Capers, because without good players, you don't play good defense.
Correct.
And where's the difference-making players in this defense?
They don't have any.
They don't have any.
No.
And it doesn't matter who you got calling the plays. It doesn't matter who you got at coordinator. And there's been improvement. Mike Pettine's done a good job. But he's also had games where he's given up, you know, the defense giving up four touchdowns in the first half. It doesn't matter who's the coordinator if you don't have different makers on the field. And this defense for a few years now has not had difference makers on the field.
That's Ryan Wood. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. He's on Twitter at @ByRyanWood and on the Wendy's Big Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we'll talk to you again on Friday, Woody.
All right. Take care.
You too. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.